anticipation. Nothing Socks Factory. Came out here to check out, get away from my house. Now I don't leave this couch or turn off the TV. There's always an exemption. There's always an exception to the rule. Always an exemption.
We're rolling already, right?
Yeah, we're rolling.
Good, we can start up.
No, usually, like, when I do podcasts and stuff, like, I'm completely out of my element and, like, I cannot speak. But for some reason right now, I feel completely literate, so.
Yeah, I mean, singing songs helps.
Yeah.
You gotta fake it at least until you make it. That ghost is just a kid in a sheet.
Yeah, singing songs helps.
Okay, so, everyone, welcome.
Welcome to
the Neoliberal Hell Podcast. What's on the docket today, Matthew?
Okay, so we have a couple of things that we wanted to talk about. First of all,
should we start with some introductions?
Intro,
yeah, okay. So, if you don't know already, my name is Anna. I am Neoliberal Hell 2 on Instagram. Rest in peace, Neoliberal Hell. And I'm here with my good friend who I met at the NPCC Anti-Woke Film Festival back in October, Matthew.
Hi, I'm Matthew. I am a simp that became a phoenix of neoliberal hell.
When I met Matthew, I was so bewildered because of his insane energy. Like, the man is just drenched in, like, 15 layers of irony, and I was kind of terrified when he introduced himself. And look how far we've come. He's pouring me some champagne right now.
We're celebrating.
Harlem apartment.
Yeah. Yeah, we're celebrating our first podcast.
We're celebrating selling out and becoming podcasters. Derogatory.
We just joined the Patreon class.
Yeah. We deserve the guillotine.
Cheers to new beginnings.
Cheers.
Yeah. So yeah, we just wanted to, you know, open things up, kind of tell you what we're going to be doing and what we're not going to be doing. So some of the things we're not going to be doing is we're not going to explain anything.
We're not going to edit this down. It's going to be a complete mess.
I'm not going to become your friend just because you feel like we're parasocially connected.
I'm not going to fuck you. If you think, like, oh, she's way out of my league, she is. I'm not. Leave me alone. Get out of my DMs.
So we are going to be talking about Other Kin.
Yeah.
That's our first podcast.
Yeah.
We wanted to talk about that because, you know, we are inspired by people like Catboy Deleuze. Well, Lauren Boebert, who we'll talk about later, who's a conservative QAnoner. Who else is an other kin?
See, I don't know any other kins. I don't know much about the community other than, like, some of those iconic memes.
Right, yeah.
That exist. I'm more familiar with the furry community, although I couldn't name a single furry either.
Yeah, and it's not the same.
And they're not the same, and how dare I even put them in the same sentence?
Right.
I'm gonna get crucified online by these subgroups.
I think. If Tumblr was still roaring right now, you would have been over with by now.
Yeah. No, it's still roaring. My one friend who's, like, furry adjacent, the cringest person I know and love, shows me her Tumblr feed sometimes, and I'm just, like, flabbergasted by the discourse on there. You think Twitter's bad, and then you go onto Tumblr, and it's hell out there.
Right. Yeah, totally. And then we'll also be talking about transraciality and trans ableness, which are both two things that many of you probably don't know about, but transracial means that you were born a white person, but you can choose any race you want. And we're not
Rachel
talking about
Dolezal, baby.
We're not talking about Justin Trudeau. And then transabled is, like, the idea that, like, you want to be disabled.
That's, like, every single BPDR thought out there.
Right.
Yeah.
I swear there's other versions of it. So basically, We're talking about all of these different identities that are coming up that are very exciting to talk about. And then we're going to be talking about longing, which is basically Anna's like...
This is the one thing I have an upper hand on, I think, over Matthew. Because Matthew's really the brains of all of this, and I'm the ass and tits and hot voice. but I think when it comes to longing, I actually have some credentials. So.
As if you wrote a thesis on
longing. Yeah, it's like not like I did my entire thesis on longing or anything.
Yeah, totally. That's going to be the most boring episode, of course.
It's just going to be like me like crying.
No, that's not true, because I used to write sadcore music, so...
Oh, yeah. We're both experts in longing,
yeah.
For sure.
This is actually something where Anna and I somehow cross over on. Besides being terrible people, we cross over on longing. Like, we listen to really sad music.
Well, we have compatible Venus signs. Mine
is that what it is?
Yeah, I mean...
What's your Venus?
My Venus is in Aquarius, and yours is in Gemini,
yeah.
Which are totally compatible.
Just for the people out there that want to crucify me after that, it is on the cusp of Cancer. That's where my sweetness comes
matter.
From.
Doesn't matter, yeah, shut up. Yeah, mine's on the cusp of Pisces, but... That don't mean shit. I'm Aquarius Venus. It's like my toxic trait.
And then after that, we will probably, you know, accept topics from people. By that time, we'll have 3 podcasts, and I'm sure you guys will have some great ideas if anybody's listening to this. And after that, you know, basically we're gonna start taking trips. We have a trip planned to the gayest place in the world called Provincetown.
Hell yeah, white liberal gays like mecca. It's amazing over there. I grew up going to Provincetown over the summers, actually, and when I was a child, I thought that the drag queens on the street were Disney princesses. I was obsessed with them because they were so glamorous.
Really?
And huge, yeah. And then one year I realized that they were men, and I was like, oh, like, why are these men dressed as girls?
Oh my god, we have to go to drag shows in Provincetown.
Fuck yeah. And she was like, you know, men like to play dress up too sometimes, and that's why I'm a fag hag today. It's my mother. So. Provincetown is super fun.
It's interesting because, like, one of the first, like, drag societies that was documented in the U.S. was, like, in Worcester?
Worcester.
Worcester. That's how you say it.
Worcester.
Yeah, yeah. So, for those that don't know, we're saying that I am doing badly that the Massachusetts accent. And Anna is...
I'm a
fully
fucking expert
inbred
kid.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, I got those genes. I could really go into it. I'm not going to talk like that, though. That's not my voice. I never had a Boston accent, just to clarify.
My dad's from there, but I was never there long enough. Yeah. But anyways, so the first drag club was in Worcester,
that's
of all
crazy.
Places. I know.
That's like a place you get hate crimed for being gay.
Yeah, now it is. Yeah. It was all men, and all of their wives were just chill with it.
Sick. I love
so
that.
So weird.
I love
that.
Questions about love in relationships. I think that would be great. I think we'd give some great advice as Gemini and Aquarius Venuses.
That's true.
Who, like, attract, like, the worst energy in the world.
You attract people with negative energy.
Please. Matthew is literally... I was saying this earlier. Matthew is a BPD magnet. There's no one who attracts BPD bitches like Matthew. I don't know what it... I'm scared I have BPD because I'm friends with Matthew. And every woman in Matthew's life has BPD.
Just so you guys know... Anna is not a therapist. She's not my therapist.
I'm a licensed therapist. Actually. So anything you say right here stays off the record except for our Patreon. And all of our subscribers will eventually get
it. Oh my god. This is already going so bad. Okay.
Really? I think it's going great.
I know.
I think it's going great.
Yeah, so we're also gonna have guests probably. We're basically just gonna like invite people on the show that we want to have sex with.
and anyone with clout who wants to have sex with me, I will pretend like I want to have sex with you if you come on the show.
I will too.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah, we will have sex with you.
Yeah. We'll have sex while we're podcasting.
We can, if you're a really busy person, we can arrange such things. Because we are in New York, everyone's super busy here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I know that
quick
some...
Quick in and out, you know?
Yeah, totally. So I think that's a good overview. You know, I think in the future, we will know what we're doing. Right now, we really don't know. We've had a
it's
whole bottle
vibes.
Of champagne.
Has it been a whole bottle?
Yeah.
Oh my god. We're not completely done with it yet. I'm like,
yeah, there's like a couple, there's a sip left.
Okay. Well, yeah, pour them. Get that ASMR pour.
But we should maybe talk about why else we started this podcast. Yeah.
Monetary reasons, really.
Monetary reasons.
It's shameful shit, really, to start a podcast. But also, you know what? I think we have it. We have what it takes. I have the voice and you have the brains.
I think part of it was we went on a trip to upstate.
We got really in touch with nature. And then we decided, let's go back to the city and become even worse heathens than we were before we left.
Yeah.
And start a podcast.
No, so basically, when we went to upstate, it felt like we should have been recording our conversations.
We were having amazing conversations.
Amazing conversations. And if you ever feel that way, you know, you're like having a really great conversation with somebody and you're like, man, I feel like really in touch with them. You don't say like, oh, now we're friends. You say, oh no, let's start a podcast.
That is the New York City way. Like, wow, that was a beautiful conversation that really like touched me and is helping me grow. No, it's, oh my god, we should record this and put it out into the universe for everyone to see and everyone to hear, and try to make money off of it, right?
But also, like, I think part of it was that we would be in like public places and I would be like trolling like these people, like the people at the beer place. I don't remember what was
the
conversation.
Did you troll people at the beer place?
Yeah,
I felt Matthew was insane. It is dangerous going out with this man. I thought we had like really good, genuine conversations with the wait staff at the
It was
beer
very
place.
Subtle. It was like inching
yeah,
into the troll, you know.
I mean, they carded us, and of course,
yeah,
you as a 35,
yeah, 35.
Old man over here, he obviously flattered because he does have a baby face, a boyish charm to him. So,
oh yeah, they were like, oh, you're like 17. I'm like, is that how you flatter someone nowadays?
Like, me a minor? Ooh. Say it again.
But yeah,
well, I just turned 19, so. No, I'm 24, which is a great number, actually.
Right, yeah.
But I've been thinking about 25 recently, even though it's only been like a month, and I'm like really not looking forward to.
You can rent a car though at 25.
Yeah, exactly. That's the last milestone, really.
You know what it was we went out, and I was like subtly trolling people, and Anna liked it. Like usually people are like, "What are you doing?" And Anna was like,
"I just like." I mean, the thing is, I'm really socially anxious, so when people like are acting unhinged, I like usually like it usually rouses me up, but something about the way you troll people is just you're really good at it, at making them believe you and not like instantly judge you. And so it's like really hilarious to watch. We need to talk about the old man at the caves. Tell that story at the caverns.
Okay, so this is part of our origin story, so we should probably tell it. Yeah,
this is the revelatory experience.
This is
that
a really
prompted
good
this podcast.
Yeah. So when we talk about trolling people, it's like it's not just like I'm not being mean to anyone. Like I'm trying to get them to have a
chaotic
good time
good for sure.
Yeah, and so basically, we went to this place called Secret Cavern, which is a tight name, and it's probably some twee band's name. And we arrive there, uh-huh. And we like roll
we pull up.
Up
and the gates close.
And the gates close.
There's these billboards and they look like
they're so faded.
No, they're faded. They're very eerie. They reminded me of the Jordan Peele film Us, the like carnival,
yeah.
The like demented carnival. It really was giving me that vibe. Like it was kind of run down and like very strange vibes immediately.
Yeah.
We pull into the lot, and there is an old man sitting in the car next to ours.
Like, really, really old.
Yeah, old. Like, this man shouldn't have his license old. Matthew rolls down his window. He's driving the man, obviously, in the front seat. He rolls down his window manually, because we're in this car that has, you know, the crank windows. And he starts talking in this this accent that is really any person who wasn't a senile 90-year-old man would be like, what the fuck is that? But I guess he bought it. It was sort of pseudo British, like, Australian.
I was like, hello, chap. How is the morning treating you today?
You sound like Greta Thunberg.
And then I did some gibberish. I don't remember what gibberish I said. But I was like, and we've been driving around this trolley all day long, and I just keep on getting stuck here at this gate. And I'm just looking for an exit out into the world where there is freedom. Can you free me from my shackles?
me and our good friend Faro were just like I was just like looking into my window, like trying so hard not to burst out into laughter because it was so ridiculous.
They tried to stop me at first though.
It's like, don't do this. And he did it.
And then the old man is like, yeah, I know how to get in to the entrance. Follow me. My son will help you. So
I'm like convinced. I'm like, oh, this is the start of a horror movie. This man is going to have us follow him into like some cave and he's gonna like hack us all up. But we follow him nonetheless. Like, okay, we're all white, so I mean Farah's not white, but she's white. So
and then Farah was like, it feels like we're following God's message.
Yeah, she's like, this man is an old god.
Yeah. That's what she said, an old god. And then you're thinking we're gonna get killed.
Yeah.
Farah's like, we're following an old god. And I'm just like, this is hilarious.
So we follow this man down this winding road that it reminded me of that like viral video of like the car in the mountains before like the jump scare. You remember that video? I don't know. People might understand what I'm talking about. Like the car down the winding road with all the hills and then you're watching it and then boom, it's like some woman's ghost face. That's like the vibe of the scene.
Yeah, we're like following this man for it seems like a while.
It and feels like it's been days, but it's really been like 5 minutes.
Right, because he's driving so slow.
Because he was literally 90 years old.
And he's also like, he has really bad posture, so it kind of seems like he's like leaning really far back.
It's like you can't even see his head above the seat, so we're just following like a ghost driving. And we pull into the driveway of this house, and there's another one of these billboards that looks like those weird Us billboards from the caverns.
Right, and it's another secret cavern billboard, except you can't see it at all.
Yeah, it's like completely like scraped off. There's nothing legible, but it's so old. It's the same vibe.
It's like as old as this man.
And we're in this man's driveway.
The sign is as old as this man, and you can see picture of this on my Instagram. Anna actually took a picture of me in front of this sign.
That was after, because we went back.
Right.
But Matthew, this man gets out of his car. Matthew gets out of the car, and I'm like, oh, God. I'm like, I'm staying here. I'm not getting out. There's like these shed garages behind us. I'm like, that's where he's going to hack us up. I'm like, I'm going to stay right. I'm like, click, lock the door. I'm not getting out of this car. Matthew steps out. The old man is, like, immediately confused. Like, he totally forgot everything that just happened 5 minutes ago before we drove off. He's like, who are you? No. You can... what did he say to you?
And then he...
Because I couldn't hear.
I don't remember exactly what he says, but he says something like, what are you doing here? And I was like, aren't we going to meet your son? He's like, he's not here.
You have to leave. Irish accent.
Yeah, so either he, like, totally ghosted me on the way there, and he was, like, over me because, like, our relationship was moving too quickly. In his case, he felt like it was quick, but we were going like 15 miles per hour. I'm not sure. But either way, he was over with me, and I felt really sad. I still think about him sometimes, though.
I can see him, like, in my head.
I just
his
want
glasses
him to...
were great.
Yeah.
He had those great old man glasses, like the Zodiac Killer sketch glasses. So good.
The saddest thing is this person will never remember who I was.
He's probably dead now. He's dead. Rest in peace.
The funniest thing is we later found out that cavern was never open.
Yeah.
That was just the creepiest.
Like, no, this is off season. And that man just was like, yeah, follow us.
There was no reason for that man to be there.
Yeah, he was just parked in the driveway waiting for us. He was an old god, like Farah said. He was like an oracle. Waiting for us.
That That was probably one of the most
mystical. That was like a
mystical
total vibe shift, yeah.
That was a vibe shift, yeah.
That's when we had the demonic thought to start the podcast. He planted that into us with his old god powers, and we were like, we must start a podcast. My eyes went completely black, the whole of my eyes went black, and I said in a really deep voice,
yeah,
we're starting a podcast.
So I think this is a good place to end, and we'll dedicate this podcast actually to Old Man Secret Caverns.
Yeah.
So
I hope you're still alive and kicking.
If you're not, we dedicate this podcast to you.
We're gonna visit when those caverns are open, and we're gonna go back to his house, and we're gonna do a podcast about it.
Yeah. So thank you so much for inspiring us. We hope you're enjoying yourself up there in heaven.
Yeah.
I still wish you held me for just a moment.
I wish you held your eye contact, your soft gaze with me for just one moment longer. I should have, like, blasted Mitski in the car and turned it all the way up while you were talking to him. Anyways, I think that's it. So I'm looking forward to this. I think it's going to be great.
So if you like what you're listening to, pay like $100 on Patreon or whatever, however much you made the whole month. So yeah, we'll
give
talk
us
to you soon.
All of your money. Thank you.